CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
Perth County OPP are investigating a recent arson incident in West Perth. According to police, officers responded alongside the West Perth Fire Department yesterday just before 9 p.m. to a report of a fire at the train tracks next to the bridge near Blanchard Street in Mitchell. Police say three people who are believed to be youths were seen starting the fire. The fire was quickly extinguished and there was no damage caused to the train tracks. The OPP is now seeking any witness testimony or possible surveillance footage from the area. Around 9 p.m. last night, anyone who may have any footage or information is asked to contact Perth County OPP or Crime Stoppers. A Southampton pharmacy is launching a new program called Access to Care. Kristen Watt, pharmacist and owner of Kristen's Pharmacy, says if you've been having trouble getting healthcare help, this might be your solution.
The point is to connect patients who are having difficulty accessing care to different points of the healthcare system that they may not have received this level of care up to this point. The goal is to identify the needs of the patients in our community and have them access the care through their local community pharmacy.
Watt says pharmacists in Ontario are not legally allowed to use the full scope of their education, but by partnering with nurse practitioners through Access to Care, they can offer more help for things like shingles, routine vaccines, and contraception. Here on Perth Public Health is looking for a dog involved in a recent incident in Wingham. According to HPPH, an incident involving a dog occurred on April 28th at 2 p.m. on the Wingham Community Trail on the part of the trail by the North Huron Community Food Share building. The dog involved in the incident is described as small, white, possibly a Shih Tzu. One female, described as having brown hair and wearing a navy blue windbreaker, was with the dog. HPPH is investigating this incident to check if the dog has up-to-date rabies vaccination. HPPH reminds people to always obtain the contact information of the owners of the animal that's involved in an incident if possible. Anyone who has any information about this dog should contact Huron Perth Public Health. Conservative MPs want House of Commons Speaker Greg Fergus to resign after ejecting their leader and not Prime Minister Justin Trudeau during a heated debate yesterday. The Tories say Fergus did not apply the rules equally during a tense back and forth between Trudeau and Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre. Poilievre was kicked out of the chamber after he called Trudeau a, quote, wacko prime minister and refused Fergus's request to withdraw the remark. His entire caucus eventually left as well in protest.
LA Angels star Mike Trout has a torn meniscus in his knee that will require surgery, and that's expected to happen on Friday. He's likely done for the season. In the Ontario Hockey League, London Knights on the road tonight for Game 4 against Saginaw at 7, Knights up 2-1. Maple Leafs Game 6 tomorrow night at home against the Bruins. And the Schmaltz Cup semifinal, Hanover against Clarington Game 4 is also tomorrow night. You'll be able to hear this game live on CKNX and at CKNX.ca. Steve Sabrin and Johnny Kay will be on the call. For CKNX Sports, I'm Adam Bell.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low down to 5. Tomorrow, mainly sunny, a high hitting 20. Tomorrow night, a chance of some showers, a low of 11. On Friday, mostly cloudy with a high hitting 23.
CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.